God's will, man's will. Beloved one, I have heard many of you questioning, what is going on in the world? There are so many places where brothers seem to be against brothers and sisters against sisters, and you wonder, will there ever be heaven on earth? Will there ever be peace in some regions, especially some regions? You have wondered about God. You have said, is this the will of God that man should be against man and woman against woman, etc.? Is it the will of God that there be so much drama upon this plane? You have been told from time you were very little about the will of God, that when perhaps a beloved pet or a loved one has passed on into another realm, you have been told that it was the will of God, or that they have gone to be with God. And you have wondered, why would it be the will of God that the loved one or the beloved pet would be taken from me? Then you said, if this be the will of God, I'm not sure this is my God. I'm not sure that I want my God to have that kind of will. It doesn't make sense to me. Many of you have questioned, and you have cried out to the heavens, and when ones have asked, it is okay, it is the will of God. You have questioned, what kind of God would have that kind of will? Then you look at what is happening now with so many who are asking of brothers and sisters that they lay down the body, and you wonder, is this the will of God? There are ones who feel that their God is right, and that it is the will of God that there should be war, and that they will overcome what they see to be the unfaithful, the infidel, the ones who think differently. So they would say, yes, it is the will of God that I go to the marketplace and allow the body to explode, and let other bodies around also be left in dust again. So again, you have come to the place where you question, what is the will of God? Why would God, if God is a loving father, mother, will such a drama? In truth, it is man's will. It is man's will to have drama. It is man's will to believe in duality. It is man's will to believe in separation, and to say that another belief could be opposite or threatening to a belief that is being held by that one. As we have spoken of in previous times, in the beginning, before there was time, there was thought to create. The creation is forever ongoing. Some of the creations have been most wonderful, what you would see in concept form and judge to be heaven. Many of the incarnations, if you can call them that, where you took another form and another constellation, were harmonious. Even in lifetimes upon our Holy Mother the Earth, you have lived incarnations where the life has been harmonious, where you could say that it was a lifetime of peace and harmony in heaven on earth because of the beauty which surrounded you, not only in nature, but the beauty of the loved ones who loved you, and the priorities of understanding divine love expressed as human love. But in the process of creation, there have been many different realities created for the adventure of knowing. What can I create? Life on some of the planets and some of the other constellations were and are of love, and you have lived there. There is a remembrance deep within you of a place, of a time, when life was celebrated and was easy, when you respected each individuated energy as was seen. Other planets and other constellations decided that they wanted a bit more drama. They looked at or experienced what they felt to be the most wonderful harmony, and they were bored. So they said, well, let's create a little bit of drama. How about if we throw in a bit of the salt and pepper, some seasoning, and we have a bit of separation where we can have certain feelings about what you believe and what I believe? This has developed over eons of time in different ways. And what you see now upon our Holy Mother Earth are the star seeds from many different stars, many different constellations, many different planets. That is why sometimes you will meet ones and there is a feeling of familiarity. You know right away that you have been with this one before, and you know right away where they are coming from. Sometimes you will meet someone else, and it will not feel right or harmonious. Many who walk the face of the earth right now are acting on the last vestige of remembrance as other star seeds from other star planets and the shared collective belief in that reality. So they are acting out from a place that says there is separation, and that there could be threat and they, not consciously perhaps, but some consciously, desire drama. They desire to know, sometimes, their own worth in releasing the body. They feel that there is purpose, perhaps, God's will, that they fulfill a purpose of allowing their life to be given in a certain way, so that others also can have a share in that drama. You watch it and you wonder, and you ask why there are little children who are playing in a sandbox, and they are not playing harmoniously with each other. They are throwing the sand up in the air, and they are letting it come down, rain from the sky, the way the bombs are coming down in certain areas. You wonder why they cannot see things differently. It is because there has been from the first thought, capital T, to create a divergence in the creative realm. And some have found joy, purpose, fulfillment in that drama. The more drama they could create, the more fulfillment they have felt. The will of God is not separate from the will of man. As we have spoken many times, there is no separation. Now, if you will receive it, the will of God is the will of man. Because there is allowance, creativity to adventure. Many of you have been asking, when your news media brings you the reports of what is going on, and it seems that there is not just one place of conflict, but many places of conflict coming to the collective conscious, you ask, why? And what can I do about it? You can recognize it to be the will of man and the allowance of the creative energy known as God. And you can recognize that since there is no separation, your visioning of peace is offered to those who want to receive it. Now, some are still caught up in the separation, that there is not an opening to receive, but more and more of the brothers and sisters in various parts of our Holy Mother the Earth are getting to the place of completion. They are getting to the place where they are recognizing that there has to be another way. So when you sit in your quiet times, or even in your busy times, and a thought comes to your mind and you envision the ones who are hurting, envision your arms around them, loving them as the children that they are, loving them as the Christ which they are, let it be offered to all who would be receptive. Many who are caught up in drama right now do not feel they have a choice. That is one of the important aspects you will put in your visioning, that there is choice. Always there is choice. Many feel they do not have choice because they belong to a group which has a collective belief, and they have to believe as the group believes. Allow the idea of choice to be written on the forehead, your own forehead, and project it out that there is choice, that they can stop, breathe for a moment, and that there is choice. It offers an opportunity, the same as I offered 2,000 years ago to ones who wanted to hear a different message. 2,000 years ago, the world was much in turmoil, the same as it is now. But there were ones who were ready and looking for another message. There were ones who were willing to accept the idea that perhaps they had power, that they could make choice. It is the same in this day and time. There are ones who want to move beyond what has been taught to them in separation, and they want to believe that there can be something better for them. Allow yourself to do that which is of the world in supporting them. In other words, the golden coins, if there is a need for certain medical supplies, for food, for pure clean water, etc. Allow your guidance to guide you to share some of the golden coins. You have plenty. As you give, more will be given unto you. In time, the areas now that find themselves in such great conflict are going to come to a place where they do lay down the arms, the bombs, all of the explosives. This seems nearly impossible right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because those of you who are far out there, and all of you are ones who are going to ask of each other, what star seed are you? What planet did you come from? Now, I know that sometimes that is asked in a derogatory way, but there will be an understanding that all of you, all of the individuated energies, have come from the one source to experience and to express life in its many diverse forms. What you have upon this planet is most wonderful, as I have called it, a work in progress of coming together to understand some of the lineage, the background, the history, the wealth, the treasure, the history, and to understand the very beginning when there was that one thought. The one thought to create, and from that thought a divergence of, what can we create? You are the ones who can spread the light, the love, the joy, the truth of everyone's being, that it is not God's will that they keep fighting each other. It is man's will, and that truly, God's will is man's will, because man is an extension of the Father, the creative principle, and that at any moment a man, woman, child can change their will, their idea of what has to be. It does not have to be predicated upon the past. That is what you are seeing now. Ones are acting out old scenarios from other planets and other constellations, other collective belief systems from the predication of the past, of what they have known in the past. You have seen this at work in your own life as you have evolved with your questioning. In the beginning, you accepted what was taught to you by the parents and by your peers, and it was predicated upon what they knew. And what they knew was predicated upon what the forefathers had passed down generation to generation. But there will be in time, because you are the creators of time, there will be the realization of atonement, where there is the enlightenment and the understanding that God's will and man's will are one, and in that you are powerful. You have a saying in your scriptures that the sins of the forefathers will be visited upon generation after generation. What it means by that is all the mistaken beliefs are given over, generation after generation after generation, as truth. But you are the ones who have said, wait a minute, maybe there is another way to look at it. Maybe all that past stuff is truly past, and it is. If you will leave it in the past, that is where it has to stay. And as you will believe in choice, in a different way of leaving the past behind, a new way of thinking, as you will believe in the Christ living in harmony one with another, it is offered. Now this was my message 2,000 years ago. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another. By that I meant, see the Christ, the divinity, the potential for harmony in each other. Celebrate the diversity that has brought you together. I spoke to you as a smaller group that met around the campfire. I spoke to the multitudes who came to hear. Many did hear and went away with the new ideas that they then shared with the other villagers in the village that they had come from. Others went away and said, that man is a fool. He thinks that there can be peace on earth. He thinks that ones can live in harmony. Look at what the Romans are doing. How can he speak of love when the Romans are in charge and they are arbitrary about their decisions of who will live and who will release the body? Well, I planted a few seeds, and many of those seeds have taken root. That is why you are here in this day and time. You heard the message. You are willing to live it throughout many lifetimes between the time long ago and this time now, which in truth was not all that long ago, and is now anyway. You heard, you wanted to believe. The desire to believe is very strong. When once you touch the place of desire, it is powerful. Desire itself, the word means, of the Father. D, of the Father. Sari, it truly is a clue. When you touch that place of desire within ones for a different kind of life, for a life where they can be respected, where their abilities can be honored and joy, when you touch that place of desire within another one for change, for choice, it is powerful, and there will be change. There will be choice for change. So even the ones who went away from the multitude saying, that man speaks rubbish, it cannot be. Look around. Use your eyes, man. Everyone's fighting everyone. You have to scrape in order to have a golden coin to feed the family. You have to till from sunrise to sunset in order to reap any kind of harvest to feed the family. You have to pay your taxes. You have to, you have to, you have to. Receive the seed which in many cases has grown and flowered. There is within everyone a desire to know truly who they are. To know truly that they are loved, that they are respected, that they have worth, and they do not have to destroy other ones seemingly in order to prove their worth. There is a strong desire within each and every one of the individuated energies that walk our Holy Mother to come home once again, to come to the place where they feel accepted. They feel worth. They feel they can dance in the streets and put down the arms and guns. They can be as the flower children who said, make peace, not war. It is time for that again. Let us have another cycle of that, because things do go in cycles. Make peace, not war. You will envision that. You will spread the message. You will live in joy, because it is much more fun to live in joy. Why choose for suffering? You can do it for you want to, but you have done it. You have been there in other lifetimes. Many lifetimes you suffered because the teaching was, the more you suffered in this lifetime, the greater your reward in heaven. So you suffered and you suffered and you suffered and finally laid down the body and you said, okay, where's my reward? Then the Master said to you, your reward is to recycle and go back again. Not in so many words, but they offered you an opportunity to see things differently. You said, oh, now I see the purpose of a lifetime. I see things differently. So you have come again, free choice, because you never are sent. You always choose to come for the fun of it, to walk amongst the brothers and sisters, somewhat the same as they are, so that there can be the language that they understand. In other words, they see you as a person. You can speak with them with the words they understand. You can speak with them with the attitudes and belief system. As you are willing to move past belief systems that are predicated upon the past, you change your understanding of man's will. You change your understanding of the will of God. And you begin to understand that the will of God is not separate from your will. You would have no will without the will of God being the creative principle. It is all one. So then you come from that point and you say, well, if my will is the will of God, that changes things. I will a world of peace, at least starting with my relationship, those that I can interact with, and I will that others may know peace, those who see me in the outer distance, and I will envision that peace for them. All is energy. All is from the thought, capital T, or intelligence, capital I, of the mind of one. Go forth and multiply. Go forth and spread your joy. Multiply that which you know, that which you feel, so that others can reap the benefits of that harvest, so that you can feel the seed that you freely take root and grow. Because as you will work with the ones that you are in connection with, right close connection, it spreads. You may never see ones halfway around the planet, the Holy Mother Earth. You may never see the ones that you touch by your thoughts. But you will change their outlook on life. You will change how they view their life and the purpose of life, capital F, to the place where in time there will be atonement. Not in the usual sense of having to atone for some sin, although there has been the sin of forgetfulness, in other words, the concept that there could be somehow be separation. But there will be in time, because you are the creators of time, there will be the realization of atonement, where there is the enlightenment and the understanding that God's will and man's will are one, and in that you are powerful. So be it.